From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with me around God's Word once again. I'm going to be away for a few days. Consequently, if you're writing to me, perhaps you could just put the initials LTBS on your envelope. That will help those who are sorting the mail to identify letters from our radio listeners. If you're telephoning in an order for tapes, don't forget to put your name and address on the message that you record. In a moment or two, we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 14, the verses 43 to 52. I've entitled this morning's study, The Kiss of a Traitor. Just before we come to a hymn by Frank Boggs, let me mention that tonight at 9 o'clock we have our gospel program. We'll be continuing the study in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, The Marks of Grace in a True Christian. And we'll play another extract from our featured sermon, No Gobbledygook in the Gospel. We're giving copies of that sermon tape away free. Please make sure you keep those requests coming in. Now here's the hymn by Frank Boggs, and it's called I'd Rather Have Jesus.
Bye.
Please follow as we now read from Mark chapter 14, beginning at the verse 43. And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him, and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him, and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword, and smote a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and with staves, to take me? I was daily with you in the temple, teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Amen, and God will bless his word to our hearts. The subject this morning, the kiss of a traitor. Consider from the words that we have read this morning the utter ignorance that men are in concerning Christ and his kingdom. It's highlighted by the words of verse 43. And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. These evil men expected that the Lord Jesus and his disciples would vigorously resist all attempts to arrest him. How wrong they were. It had been said of the Redeemer some 700 years before. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. And he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. That was Isaiah chapter 53, the verses 7 and 8. Christ had come to die for his people. He is the lamb slain from the foundations of the world. And he would go quietly as a lamb goes to the slaughter. They thought that the Messiah's kingdom was a worldly kingdom, advanced by swords and spears. Christ's kingdom is advanced by the power of the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel, whereby the hearts of men and women are awakened and enlightened in the knowledge of their sin and their need of Christ the Redeemer. Lydia was a subject of the conquering power of Christ's kingdom. We read of her in Acts chapter 16 and the verse 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. This is how Christ advances his kingdom. But the ignorance of these men is seen also in that they expected to overcome Christ. Had he been ready to resist? How foolish of them. Listen to Christ's words recorded in Matthew 26, the verses 52 and 53. Christ is rebuking Peter here for attempting to defend him with a sword. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? What could this motley crew, with their sticks and staves, and swords and spears, do against the Saviour? Should he have wished to resist them? Nothing at all. Man still believes that he can overcome God. Man still resists his command to repent and believe the gospel. And man believes that he will successfully resist any attempt on God's part to bring him to judgment for his rebellion. That is why men wave aside all consideration of fleeing from the wrath to come. But let me state very clearly, dear listener, that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31, and fall into the hands of the living God will every sinner who rejects the gospel. Man's puny sticks and swords and staves will not frustrate the purpose of God in judgment. It is not such weapons which will safeguard your soul from damnation. But the covering of the blood of Christ alone can save the sinner from judgment. Secondly, notice Christ was betrayed by a kiss, the symbol of friendship and love. How many still betray Christ while masquerading as his friends? There are more who oppose the cause of Christ while displaying and professing a false love for him than there are those who are outright and open in their opposition to his cause. The kiss of Judas outwardly declared friendship with Christ. Hence the Saviour's question put to him in Luke chapter 22 and the verse 48, "Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" How many, under the guise of being the followers of Christ, deny his word, reject his authority, blaspheme his name, desecrate his day, shun his house? The spirit of Judas is alive and well in the land today. Thirdly, on such perplexing occasions as this, let the Christian know that God works out his will amid such scenes. It was Peter who reached for the sword and struck the servant of the high priest. Christ rebuked Peter for doing this and told him to put up his sword. Christ said, "The scriptures must be fulfilled." Verse 49. God's eternal purpose was being wrought out that night. There have been many dark times for the people of God when it appeared that the cause of Christ was suffering a great setback. But if Calvary was no setback, then let us trust God to work out his grand design in the midst of the many lesser occasions of tragedy that we may encounter in life. The closing hours of this dispensation will be marked by many dark times, but let us remember the Saviour's words, "As the dark clouds gather over our heads, the scriptures must be fulfilled." Oh, that we might know that God will fulfill every promise and every plan he has set down in his word. God bless you. Join with us this evening and again next week around the word of God.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.